This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Alex Housechild. Alex, how are you involved with digital asset management?
I started out at UCSB, Davidson Library, working for Sal Gareña. And he brought me on to do brochures and graphic arts and stuff for him, and we hit it off pretty good. And during that time, found out that a lot of my imaging experience from previous was going to help him develop what was called a digital library at the time. And we did a couple pilot projects and went from there. And he encouraged me to get he tricked me into getting a library and information sciences degree. And went from there, ended up at the UCSB Art Museum doing architecture and design collections, worked with California Digital Library, developing some of their policy and content governance for the California Digital Library and CALIFAS, which is basically a large multicultural archive online. And they went from there around 2008, ended up going to move into Los Angeles, did a little trying to start my own publishing business for a little while, and then ended up with Motor Trend Hot Rod, trying to save their archive. And that was an amazing experience. And from there, just kept going through the entertainment industry. Went to DreamWorks, and from there, Google.
Alex, how does a multinational technology company use digital asset management?
Well, that's a crazy question. Basically, they use it in multiple different facets. There's a production pipelines, you know, you might have heard the term creative value chains or creative value pipelines. And these are basically the production from concept to final assets. And final assets actually can mean several different things. So they're using digital asset management all the way along the way, and sometimes in multiple ways. They use it in project management, and then they use it for distribution. I mean, the short answer is distribution in all cases. That's what digital asset management is all about. But depending on your user base, it depends on what that distribution is.
Alex, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with digital asset management?
I think that's a question that has two different parts. You know, what are the challenges and successes for me? And what are the challenges and successes in the field? For the field, I think what we're seeing is more of a transition or more of a user-friendly attitude towards content management, which basically blends brand awareness and brand control with digital asset management. We kind of transitioned into that from content management systems and just seeing the potential for being able to distribute out to multiple users in multiple ways, especially for the web, or specifically for the web. All right, for myself, it's been a long road. So I've gone from creating digital asset management systems before we had a term for them. We used to think of them as digital libraries, and then kind of evolving with the industry as it transitioned into, I think, basically going into distribution and then getting mixed with legal. And I think maybe the challenges and obstacles we faced are now that we're able to provide organized sets of assets on a massive scale, you know, how can we protect the legal at that point, and what kind of interaction with legal and licensing do we want to take? Are we the gatekeepers? Are we the organizers? That's really the fundamentals of the industry right now, I think, is can we transition as librarians and gatekeepers into a communicative role where we basically are helping users determine whether or not just where something is, but whether or not they can use it. I mean, user control is the big deal now.
Alex, what advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
I mean, depending on which aspect of the industry they want to go in, there's a big difference between academic and tech and technology fields where I'm at. I would get to know the marketing production, the process of it, from content creation, which is at the producer level, at the project manager level, and get to know how that works and how those assets are transferred from concept to creatives to post-production, There's so many tie-ins from asset producers who are creating images and handing them off multiple ways. Those handoffs become the critical mass for any assets, like who's getting it, when they're getting it. And those are the timelines that you're working with. I think that those are really the things I would pay attention to if I was starting out now, is can I get more involved in marketing and can I understand the marketing world, because they're the ones really creating these asset banks. And really just get to know marketing agencies and how agencies work. It's really becomes more of a people process when you understand why and when things are being made.
Great. Well, thanks, Alex.
Thanks for having me.
For more on this, visit anotherdampodcast.com. If you have any comments or questions, please send me an email at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.